This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And today is the Tuesday.
Is it?
14th of July or something
well
like
done.
That, right?
Could so, be Thursday.
It could be, yeah. Well, you know. It is a strange time, and actually we are talking about our relationship with time, especially, you know, in light of the pandemic. How has that shifted? Do you feel your days are longer or shorter, or do you just feel like it's the same? So we have a poll running on our Twitter at the moment, and also on Instagram. Get in touch with us. It's at BFM Radio. We're asking you, has your relationship with time changed in light of COVID-19 and work from home? You've got options on Twitter. You've got options on Instagram. You can also send in your thoughts on just, you know, how have you been dealing with time in terms of your perception of time. WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, and then we'll discuss all this, and we will be speaking to Hethel Doshi and just talk a little bit about how productivity has also changed. And now that, you know, we kind of, you know, it's split right down the middle. Some people will say it's like just time is just flown by. Can't believe we're already in middle of July. Next thing you know, when I wake up, it's going to be August, and then we're going to be Q4 2020, and where did the year go?
Yeah.
But for some, it'll be like, it has been a very, very long year. It feels like 2020 is, you know, it's just way too long. It's like 30 years long.
Right.
Right.
I think it's also perspective, right? Whether you're working for someone, whether you're an entrepreneur. Well, you know, like I can imagine what the entrepreneurs were going through, right? And what they had to do. So time would probably be something that went by very quickly.
Especially the entrepreneurs would be feeling this, I guess, in the first few weeks of MCO when everything kind of just went topsy-turvy, and maybe they've had to pivot during that time, you know, rethink their business model, kind of look into their employees' welfare and mental health as well, you know. So all of this plays a big part, and you know, this time warp thing, it was it's real. It's real.
Also today we will be talking about something navy.
Yes, it's called Something Navy.
Yeah,
this is a story which has a lot, don't know whether there's a moral to this story, but about an influencer selling $1 million in clothing in 30 minutes. I hate her already. Okay, that's the story.
And then following that, we will be talking about...
Yes, so, you know, also talking a bit about how influencers work on e-commerce, and how you shouldn't be putting social commerce or e-commerce on the back burner now that, you know, physical stores are actually reopening, you know, after COVID-19.
Now, here's my take of how I feel my relationship with time has been in the year 2020. So I can vaguely remember January. February, I could sort of, for, you know, remember like it was just a few days ago. March for me felt very, very long. Like I just felt like that month was, you know, like I said, 30 years long just for 1 month. But I honestly can't remember, you know, April, May, and to a certain extent, June. I just felt like those 3 months just flew by without me even realizing that, like, wow, like, 3 months have just passed by. April, May, June has just gone. We're now in July. Next thing I know, it's going to be in August. I don't know if that's the same with y'all. Like, do you still, you know, in terms of the months, like, have you felt like there was a certain month that has just been way too long than what it's, you know, initially supposed to be?
MCO felt like a month. Like March, April, May, June, and to a certain extent, even July, you know, has just felt like one long, large month. I couldn't really differentiate the months.
Right.
I think I've had this experience before, this time warp experience, and that happened like during the last month of my pregnancy. So like the first 8 months of pregnancy, it feels like 30 days, 31 days is fine. And then that final month,
when
felt
will
like
she
605,
come out?
656 days, you know, it just felt like that, you know, like, please, just come out already.
Yes.
So that was the last I felt. And during the MCO, it was like a repeat of that. The days were just a lot longer for me. But when I'm at work, the weeks that I'm at work, the days felt shorter. So it's just like, you know, trying to get used to like, one time it's longer, one time it's shorter. And so that's kind of also like messing with me.
I do feel like time, my perception of time really changed because I was working from home during the weeks that I have to work from home. I just felt like some of the days are very, very long. But in the office, it just feels like there's some normality in
it. Yes. And I think like it helps that, you know, we were still at work. I can imagine if you were just stuck at home. I can relate to the pregnancy thing, right? Because like, so I would have gotten pregnant in February, and then the baby came out in November, right? And he was late. So I just felt like, my goodness, I've been pregnant the
whole year.
You know, like I felt like an elephant. So, but you know, so during that period, I think the first 2 weeks of MCO, that was my, the five stages of grief, I was saying, you know, like denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. So I really went through that process.
Wow. I think because you couldn't come out of the house.
Not only that, I think also what happened in the country.
We're reading the news, we're watching the news, we're seeing it spiked, and that worry as well, right? And it's something that we can't control, which then has this anxiety, and you know, a lot of people just don't quite know how to deal with, and you can only deal with by staying at home.
Right. And so the sixth, actually there's a sixth stage, and it's finding meaning, right? So during that, then okay, fine. This is the reality now. This is what I'm gonna appreciate this time when no one's pulling me in every direction, right? I mean, there's work, but then this is a time where it's quiet. What can I do during this period and make it as productive as possible? I don't know when it'll come back again. Then you look out for positive stories like, oh, you know, you see the birds coming back, and you know, so you purposely.
I could see gun things from my balcony.
See, so you just purposely look out for good stories to make you happy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think I went through that similar flow as well. Initially, you're just trying to get used to what's happening. You're just trying to, like, okay, accept it. And then after that, you're like, okay, what can I do now to kind of make the most out of the situation? And for most of us, you know, it was like either doing online learning or spending more time with family, or just trying to enjoy that quality time that we're now forced to have, and, like, you know, take it positively. Mm.
It's the MCO project, which I know a lot of people had, you know, start to embark their own project, but it's just like a hobby or something that you do. The interesting bit, like, I don't know if this is a positive, but a pigeon laid an egg in my balcony.
This egg is good luck.
It's a problem now.
Okay.
Back then it was like, well, there, you know, that's some positives there, you know, pigeons are coming back and stuff. It's a problem now.
So now you've got a tenant that's not paying rent.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I've got a problem. Anyways, get in touch with us. Let us know, how has your perception of time or relationship with time changed in light of COVID-19 and also the work from home? Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. I have a feeling it's going to be split down the middle. Between, you know, feeling the days longer and shorter, because it really depends on what you've been doing. So let us know what you've been doing as well. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Being first matters. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jas Andu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And today we've been asking you, has your relationship with time changed in light of COVID-19 and work from home? What are the Twitter numbers looking like?
So we have 31% of respondents who say, yes, the days feel longer. 42% say, yes, the days feel shorter. And we've got about 27% who still feel like they have 24 hours a day during MCO and RMCO.
There'll always be some outliers.
No, but I think that we need to look at it. Like, obviously, we have about more than 70% of responses here who say that the days actually feel longer.
It feels different.
There's been a time warp to a certain extent. Mm. Yeah.
So on Instagram, 63% of people are saying yes, there has been a change, and 37% are saying no. For the ones who are saying that, you know, yes, times, you know, the relationship have changed, it's split down the middle. Some are saying it's shorter, you know, they get to sleep more now. Some of them are saying it's longer because they're doing a lot of long hour tasks. So that feels like, you know, the days are really long. The Real Madrid says, perhaps I'm starting to look forward to the weekends earlier into the week during MCO. So I have that feeling as well, where, you know, sometimes when it's Wednesday, you just like, I hope tomorrow's Friday, and you realize, oh no, tomorrow's Thursday, and then you're like,
there's still Thursday to get over.
And then there was no football to watch. There was that.
You remind us of those dark times. don't, Frida.
Yeah, there's the message here from WhatsApp. It said, as a volunteer at a tourism MGO, we were dealing with one crisis after another. No rest, no peace of mind. Felt very much like a regular day on steroids. This is from Nigel.
Even on weekends sometimes, right? People feel tourism. Like, you know, they're just working throughout. And Monday was just dragged on for 7 days. Anyways, we got in touch with Hetal Doshi, the organizational and psychologist, and also the CEO of OSYCH. And Hetal, why does time feel very strange this year?
Right. I think the idea about time is quite interesting. So there's this study by a psychologist, I think her name is Ruth Ogin, and she surveyed about 800 respondents and asked them what they thought about time. Was it moving slower or was it moving faster? And you would imagine precisely half of them said it was going slower and the other half said it was going faster. So time is really an interesting notion, and it is based on emotions. One part of time is that it's based on emotions, and you've heard that saying, time flies when you're having fun, right? Mm. So, you know, imagine that you're having a hot shower, a warm shower. You wouldn't feel that time is anything. You're just enjoying the shower. But the moment you have a super ice cold shower, suddenly time is of essence. You need to be able to like do things super quickly and get out of it. So in that sense, the moment you feel like you're having fun or you're making use of your time, time is no longer the focus. The moment and the experience is the focus. And then we get into something called the holiday paradox. So those of us, you know, when we go for a holiday, we're really having fun. Time goes by so quickly. But then when you come back, it feels as though you've been away for a very long time, right? And that's because the holiday paradox is a very unique scenario where you're actually clocking in a lot of memories. The more memories you put into time, the longer it feels after you reflect upon it. So the thing about all of us today is it depends on whether we are creating novel experiences with our time or we're just simply living non-purposefully. So say, for example, if you you know, you have a regular job and you're just working, you're not creating any novel experiences during the COVID-19 phenomena. It's just going to be a situation where you don't know what time it is when you wake up, what time it is when you sleep. You're just going and going and going. However, if you actually break it up and create novel experiences, you could just look back on the next day, from like, say, for example, you created a novel experience on Monday. You look back on Tuesday. Monday seems like a fantastic time. Seems like it's a long time ago. Purely because you have consciously created memories in this time. So I would definitely say it depends on, you know, a person's experience of time during COVID-19. Number one, depends on how much of fun they're injecting into it. Number two, how much of novelty they're injecting into it. And one last thing is what you're focused on. So the third thing would be how much of control you feel you have over the situation. People who feel that they don't have any control over the situation focus on COVID-19 and the time that it's going to take to get rid of this entire virus, because that's the only thing that they feel that they can control, something that they can't control, which is the eradication of the virus, versus the other people who feel that they can control everything else in their life, and they begin to focus on that. So when you focus on things that you can control, time just goes by super quickly. When you know, just like waiting for exam results, right? If that's the only thing you're focused on, that which you cannot control, you're only waiting for the results and results only, time goes by incredibly slowly. So I would say definitely emotions would be one way to recognize how you're looking at time. Where you're putting your attention and focus. And the third thing is whether or not you experience control or non-control during this period of time. And so I think, you know, just like anything else, crisis actually exposes all the vulnerabilities in us. And it's not COVID-19 that makes us feel whether time is going by slowly or fast. It's just the way that we look at moments, opportunities, experiences, things that we can control, as opposed to all the other things that we can't. I think that would be the differentiator between how people experience time during these times.
Hetal, how do you think our relationship with time has affected productivity with work?
Yeah, again, I think this, you know, this entire crisis just exposes a lot of our vulnerabilities. First and foremost, I think as a psychologist, the word productivity just irks me big time. We're not meant to be productive human beings that just produce results. We're meant to be human beings that, you know, sit down together, look at, assess things and make decisions about what is most impactful. So I think, you know, how impactful people are during these times will be more valuable than how productive they are in these times. Mm-hmm. And I can definitely see that there's some people. So we did a survey before COVID-19, during COVID-19, and we're also making predictions, so asking people what they predict will happen after COVID-19. And we ask people, like, what are your major stressors at work? The top three stressors at work is, number one, high workload, number two, ad hoc tasks, and number three, relationships. That was before COVID-19. During COVID-19, we asked them the same question. What is the top stressors at work? Again, high workload, ad hoc tasks, and relationships at work. So nothing's really, really changing, I don't think. It just exposes more. We also asked them, what do you think is going to happen after COVID-19? And they said the same thing again. High workload, ad hoc tasks, and relationships. So I think people are just, COVID-19, I don't think it's going to create or hasn't really created anything more than an exposure to already existing vulnerabilities. It just makes it a lot more intense. People who used to be able to control it better, their time and their impact, are also able to do it during these times.
Okay, so Hital, how can we better our time management with the continuous working from home or the split teams formation that some organizations have adopted?
I think one thing that I realized, and hopefully it doesn't sound too crass over here right now, is that we need to begin to create boundaries where we just say no to bullshit. There are so many things that we are doing during COVID-19. We're going through a major transformation. And in transformation, the most valuable thing is to be really conscious about who we were and who we are becoming. And that means that just like weight loss, for example, we don't do a million things to lose weight. In fact, we need to cut down on majority of things that we're doing and only focus on one thing. So the idea about how we can be better during these periods of time is to really, really, really be very conscious about what it is that we want to transform to, what is the X to the Y state. And we need to cut out everything that we've been doing before that no longer has space nor time in our future world. And majority of organizations are still finding it very difficult just to say no to things that don't matter anymore. When you say no to like 80% of things that don't matter anymore, that gives you, that point of elimination gives way to brand new things that can create better impact for what it is that we want in the future. So I think definitely one major thing that organizations should do better or people should do better is really be conscious and begin to say no 80% of the time and only focus on one thing that can create this transformation.
What about burning out? How do we ensure that we don't get burned out during this crisis?
Well, it will happen. I don't think it's something that you can not prevent unless you're really conscious about it. The rate of burnout is just as bad as the rate of depression, anxiety, so on and so forth. We don't have to go to the extreme. Everything's increasing. Yeah. The most valuable thing is to begin to talk about it. And I think a lot of conversations about well-being have started to take place and started to take place really well. The thing that I think we should do better in is instead of talking about burnout, I think we should really, really focus on creating wonderful opportunities to talk about well-being, vitality, energy, all the things that we really want. The more we use words that are like burnout or depression or anxiety, the more it triggers us. And human beings have a funny way of being more attracted to things that have more negative energy and weight than things that have more positive energy and weight. You know, so say, for example, nasi lemak or a healthy wrap. I'll choose nasi lemak. Because it's a bit more convenient. The other thing is really, I think, education about energy. It's not really about burning out or, depression or whatever. I think it is this lack of understanding about this wonderful thing that we have in our bodies that we are all made up of, that the whole world is made up of, which is energy. How do we use this energy given the time that we have? One of the most valuable things, one of the biggest reasons why we get burnout, depression, anxiety, so on and so forth, is because we lose a connection between ourselves. Within ourselves, we lose a connection between other people. We lose connection of what life is really about. So I think one of the most valuable things is for people to take time out and to reconnect with themselves on a very spiritual level and an emotional level, and to become really curious about themselves and begin to go on 21-day, not challenges, because we don't need to challenge ourselves. This is not a challenge. Go on 21-day experiences where you really write down, things about who you are. Begin to write down patterns about why you behave the way that you do. And begin to write down about, things about who you are and who you want to be. To really, taking a data-driven approach about who you are and how it is that you can get better energy in your life. So yeah, definitely conscious living would be the way to go.
That's Hethal Doshi, the organizational psychologist and the CEO of Oversight. You know, I would love to go on a holiday in order to, you know, just sort of ease my, I guess, you know, the stresses that everyone has at this moment. But now I'm, you know, looking back, I'll be like, you know, if I go on a holiday, time's just going to fly by really quickly. And then I'll feel like I don't have a holiday. And then when I come back, I'll feel doubly stressed.
Right.
Simply because I just like, where did my holiday go? Because all I wanted to do is chill by the beach. But when I chill by the beach, it, you know, feels like just 5 minutes. And but here, you know, it feels like hours long. So I don't know.
It's the workload, ad hoc tasks and relationships, Jeff. Yes, across the board.
Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram or WhatsApp. It's 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, it's at BFM Radio. We're asking you, has your relationship with time changed in light of COVID-19? We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.